Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me is my co-host, John Doerr. We're having a special powwow episode about Charleston and other stuff. How are you doing, John?
Okay, James. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. I did a radio show for Black Sheep Reports, and I unloaded, so I'm kind of versed in what I need to say. But I would love to hear what you got to say. So why don't you go ahead?
Well, first of all, the TPP passed in the Senate, and I believe this is a total distraction, the shooting, from that fact. It's basically a secretive, you know, trade pact with, you know, all these nations, and the American people don't even know about it. This is, you know, like huge for America's future, and it's all being done in secret, which is totally unconstitutional, un-American, and goes against the grain of everything that America was built on. People have to be outrageously, you know, just totally zombified not to see what they're fucking doing to this country and how the world is changing and the effects they're imposing on the entire world and, you know, what the consequences of this will be. You know, it's a total castration of the people. They're consolidating their power and their money and their trade networks across the globe. And they throw all this race-baiting bullshit at everybody to keep them, you know, pacified and fighting with each other instead of concentrating on the real fucking, you know, criminals of this fucking world, which are politicians that are robbing everybody, black and white, gray, blue, purple, every fucking color under the sun. And that's basically where I stand. This kid looks like, you know, I mean, the Dumb and Dumber haircut he's got on him, you know, is just like the perfect touch, you know. It's like a slap in the face of everybody, you know, of how fucking stupefied they are.
Yeah. And, of course, you got, you know, the media drilling this all the way to
of course.
Right. You got patriots, sort of not patriots, you got idiots writing all these memes and writing on Facebook and so on, but they're saying, you know, well, get rid of the Second Amendment. It's bad. Look at all this.
Right,
you know,
and they're also, I'm saying they're also inciting racial violence between, you know, blacks and whites.
Right. I personally believe
which is a huge thing.
This is 100% a false flag. It was like
designed.
We haven't even seen any dead bodies. We haven't seen any blood.
Right.
And I'm not saying I want to see that.
No, it's Sandy Hook 2.0.
Yeah, it's a situation of like where we need confirmation. People need to see the bodies to make to establish that yes, this did happen. And but no, we haven't seen anything. And
right, exactly.
Did you see the stuff on how this was being reported 3 days ago?
Right. Yeah.
So,
the same thing as Sandy Hook. Same exact
thing. It's either a fuck up or they're fucking with us.
I believe it is. I believe they're so blatantly, you know, just slapping people in the face and laughing at them that they do this stuff on purpose to give the whole conspiracy, you know, spin on it and everything to get people just, you know, totally distracted from the fact that they're robbing everybody. The elites are you know, consolidating global power. This is a takeover of the world.
Right. It is.
And there's no getting around that. All you have to do is look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blatantly obvious. So I, for one, am not fooled by any of this bullshit. And I pray to God that other people, you know, see this for what it is.
I think there's
and
a lot
hopefully
of...
hopefully change the way they're, you know, reacting to it.
I think there's a lot of awake people that are looking at this saying, you know, like, okay, this is like the... almost maybe the second last, the last step in a plan. And I got wind of information and I put some stuff together and I figured out that, and I put all this out the other day. I said, in my humble opinion, that It's not even a humble opinion. It's an educated guess. It's like, I got info.
Right.
I put things together. They're going to do something. It's going to be a massive false flag. And
right.
this false flag will be the pretense for World War with Russia and China, which will put America as the battleground where you'll have these forces fighting with each other.
Right, on American soil.
But what will really be going on is the capturing and sequestering of or jailing or using the FEMA camps or whatever to deal with all the people that are dissenters and then anyone else they might leave alone, but I think they're going to be doing a massive cull. And the United States is number one for this because they have the weapons. Nobody else on Earth except Switzerland has the right to bear arms. It's the Second Amendment, which they're trying to chip away at, you know. And
this
so,
is, I'm saying this is like a double-headed shot, this whole church shooting. In other words, it's aimed at the Second Amendment, first and foremost, but also it has the...
race decision?
In the background, right, it has the race issue, fueling the fire or the cauldron.
Yeah,
you know.
And a friend of mine always said, it won't be the elites versus the people. It'll be the people versus the people. We'll be attacking each other over they design it so that so many people are lost and confused, and they're your friend, but they're your enemy. You'll be fighting with your own, and it's. It's a really fucked up situation. These people are—I don't want to give them credit for being masterminds, but they're pretty fucking genius when it comes to fucking with people.
Yeah, they're sinister people, man. And this is what
they're
they do,
evil.
And what they've done for centuries. You know, they're good at it. It's
and
just that
I
now people are first waking up to it and seeing them for what they are and how they operate.
I can tell you this, I'm pretty sure the royalty will be more than gleeful at the idea of getting back at America, because America stuck their thumb up at the royalty back, a couple of hundred years ago when they declared it independence. This will be a major triumph to see the U.S. fall under their watch, and it's absolutely sick. And What really pisses me off the most is 13 years has passed since 9/11, and so many people get it, so many people understand, but yet so many people are disillusioned, and there's got to be like the straw that broke the camel's back, or everyone's always saying, well, they want you to fight with the military, they want you to have a civil war.
Of course they do.
Who's gonna initiate that? And it's either they do when they're ready, and or we do. And I mean, Canadians will come to help. I'm just saying that there's got to be a spark, but who's gonna spark it? If they were to drop a nuke on the East Coast, that would spark. That would be the end of everything as we know it. But what I'm saying is, it would be a surefire sign that, well, that's it. Then we got to fight now. Now, there's a good thing that the 3% and the Oath Keepers, they exist. They are there to defend us from these badass fucking military people that are brainwashed and so on. So there's hope, but I honestly feel like the shit will hit the fan very shortly.
Yeah. It looks like it's gonna.
Yeah. I mean,
and just they keep escalating, just these, to me, in other words, these false flags are just like so they're so fake at this point and so easily picked apart that I believe in that sense that in other words, their ability to keep producing these events is falling apart on them. So they're going to have to resort to something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's so blatantly obvious of how they're lying and in other words, cultivating these events. You know, that they're going to have to resort to something else. Otherwise, they're going to lose everybody. You know, because everybody will wake up eventually if they keep producing these fake, phony, you know, shootings and killings and all this stuff that are, you know, so blatantly fake. I watched the video of the South Carolina woman governor.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes ago, and you
okay.
know, it's all staged. You know, not again.
Yeah.
Same thing like Sandy Hook. Not one tear rolling down the face. Nothing. You know, it's like it's scripted, basically,
mm-hmm.
and you could tell. And they're getting worse and worse at trying to convince people that it isn't scripted. Is my point. It's
well,
getting old and played out, and it's not having the effect on people. I don't think anymore.
Yeah, let's talk about Jade Helm for a few minutes. You got a massive military buildup on the southern end of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was drills going on in Flint, Michigan,
yeah.
and they were like flying helicopters around and blowing shit up
mm-hmm.
and shooting off rounds and. You know, this is in the middle of the night when people are trying to sleep. They got to go to work the next day. Like, what
right.
the fuck is that?
They don't,
now there's the tunnels. There's all these tunnels
yeah.
that they bore underneath America.
Right.
One tunnel goes from Texas straight up to Winnipeg, where there's a military base. So Canada's in
right.
it, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian Armed Forces are as well.
Right,
and
they're able to move massive amounts of military equipment and troops through these tunnels. Unseen
right.
by people.
They also serve as a place to hide out in
mm-hmm.
the event of, say, a nuke.
Right.
They also serve to they connect with these FEMA camps.
Yeah, and the Walmarts.
And the Walmarts. The Walmarts at the,
right.
the bottom are the induction points where
mm-hmm.
you know they can bring people in and then transport them secretly
right.
to.
And they just pop
FEMA
out
camp.
Of nowhere. All of a sudden, there's
yeah.
you know a couple hundred thousand troops in your area.
Yeah, I mean, what does it look
is,
like
know,
to
a,
you? What does it look like to you,
man? Right, it's an invasion.
They're supposed to start on the 15th of July. It's June
yeah.
15th. They started
right.
already. They'd be
mm-hmm.
putting out mass casualty vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
There's Russian Hinds. That have UN written on them. They're all painted white. They're
right.
fucking crazy motherfucking Russian gunships.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember watching Red Dawn. They had them
yeah.
in that movie.
Right.
And yeah, I'm saying that this is much bigger than it's being led on to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you got to say?
To be prepared. Be ready to, you know, have a store of food, water, and just be prepared. Because God only knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's all obviously pointing in a really bad direction.
Mm-hmm.
This is unprecedented, you know, military exercises that have never gone on in America.
Right.
So, you know, it's multi-state. You know, it's over a huge, vast region, swath of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, the most gun-toting area of the United States as well. Well,
right.
one of, at least.
Can I jump in and say something?
And also, I just wanted to add, Texas just recently, the other day, took its gold back from the New York Fed.
Right.
And wants to create its own independent, you know, gold storage. And I
right,
believe
right.
they're serious about seceding from the Union because they know what's going on. That
right.
the United States government has basically been hijacked and is rogue.
There you go.
Yep.
There's two other things I want to mention. On unless it's on a military base or a military exercise area, they are not allowed to have live rounds. They're not allowed to have gunships with live rounds. They're not allowed to have, you know, there's laws against this.
Posse comitatus.
They're doing it anyways. You know, who's going to stand up to them? Well, you know, they do these things. They take these steps forward and we take steps back. Or we don't meet them. They're getting away with stuff they shouldn't be getting away with. Eventually, you know, they will meet. You will meet face to face, and it's going to be that'll be the spark. But the other thing was, what was it? The military base. I don't know. Go ahead. Sorry.
And you're absolutely right because, you know, in other words, the danger level is rising too.
Right.
You know, it's all just feeding the fire. And on top of it, they're adding this race, you know, baiting stuff to inflame people. And I think it's all part of the same agenda. I think it's, you know, to incite and distract the American people from the truth of what, you know, what they have waiting for them in the wings. Which ain't good. You know. It ain't pointing in a good direction for anybody except the elites, you know. And I've always said this: at all these events, the only people that benefit are the elites, the parasitic bloodsuckers that are screwing everybody and distracting everybody from that fact. and making it, you know, a race issue, a gun issue, or this issue, and it's never an elite issue. That's what I always find funny. Nobody just, you know, collectively gets pissed off at the elites and blames them for shit that's going on, that they're manufacturing in the first place. You know, these are the conjurers of all the problems in the world and in this country. And nobody blames them ever. I find that really strange.
Do you think that'll come out in the open, or is it?
Well, I'm trying to push it, you know.
Yeah.
I push it on my Facebook page. I push it, you know, with you and... You know, nobody's looking at these elite bastards that are manufacturing all these problems. All the issues in this world are manufactured by the elite.
The sheep still have their head in the clouds. They're like, la, 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 you know, everything's fine. No, I'm going to McDonald's. You know, they don't even have a fucking clue what's going on.
Right. And I honestly believe they do have a clue, but they don't want to. They know the truth, but they don't want to face it. They run from it. I had a girl before, you know, post the thing on my page about this whole, you know, church shooting, because I showed a picture, a comparison of how they arrested this kid who, you know, shot, I guess, what is it, 9 people. You know, they arrested him. You know, he's all caught. You know, he's got a bulletproof vest on, and they're just escorting him.
Yeah.
You know, and next to it was a picture of Eric Garner, you know, getting choked to death over selling a couple of loose cigarettes.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're a race baiter too. And I go, no, I tried to awaken her to the fact that I'm just showing, you know, the differences of how people are treated and stuff. And, you know, basically I kicked the shit out of her on her own post on my page, and then she deleted it. My point being is, you know, in total denial. Don't want to face reality of what the truth is.
This point is that we need everybody we can get our hands on. People who run away and cower and don't help with measures to fight back against this evil. That's, you know, fewer people on the side of good because they're disillusioned, because they have their head up their ass. I argue those are the people that are going to get it the worst. They're going to be like, nothing's happening, everything's fine, and then the cops will come, and or the military will come, and they'll just drag them
out of their house. Yep.
Fucking right, man. It's like Red Dawn. It's going to creep up on us, and one morning, and you know, then that'll be it. People will be rounded up, and. The only people who will know what's going on are not going to be around to get rounded up, that's for sure. So I feel like this should be a major fucking push to wake people up right now. There's already a lot have been woken up in the past 2 years, that's for sure. It's not just in the United States, it's worldwide. People know what's going on.
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, it's, you know, if there was an easy way to spell it out, like, real quick, so people would be like, oh, snap, I get it. Then, someone please be creative and put that together. I try to do stuff like that all the time. I know you and I have woken people up just by talking about it. Talking works, talk about it.
And connecting the dots, showing the dots that are connected together.
Yeah, get together with other people who get it, and then and team up against someone who doesn't. Snap them out of it.
See, my thing is, if you connect enough dots and show that they're all linked together and they're all, you know, the same people are involved in all this stuff going on in different aspects, you know, once you show those connections, it's like undeniably, you know, you can't deny it anymore. The truth is right in your face that these people are conspiring against you and, you know, society at large, you know. It's just blatantly obvious. And at that point, if you choose to, you know, not see the truth, then there's something wrong with you mentally.
Some might argue that watching the tube could be, just quickly, is like the TV, the radio, the media. It's all Zionist owned. It's all propaganda. Mm-hmm. It's all bullshit. They're lying to you. They're telling you, look over here, when over there is something completely different. Just like with what just happened. You know, Don't watch the TV. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to your sources, wherever they are, of people that you know what they're talking about. There's plenty of people like that. I'd like to argue that Jesse Ventura, Alex Jones, all these guys are on the side of evil. They are not your friend. Don't look to them. Look to there's plenty of sources. I would argue I'm a source, you're a source. There's PK22. I think he was pulled down not too long ago, but he's still back. He's still back at it. There's Mark Dice is also a bad guy.
He's a total fucking piece of shit.
There's
fucking weasel. Excuse me.
You have your sources. Word spreads like wildfire. If truth gets out, it gets out. Be careful for misinformation and disinformation. You know, check sources before you repeat information. Don't embellish, don't add shit. Straight up, what you know. If you see something, say something. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
Right. And to also, when these events are happening, you know, to look elsewhere, to what, because these events are always staged and put in place to distract everybody from their real agenda and what they're trying to push through.
Right.
Point being is, you know, this church shooting happened the exact same day that the TPP, you know, passed on its second shot, because they're trying desperately to push this through. And it's, again, in the bigger, deeper picture, this trade pact, you know, is huge for the elites. You know, it's their consolidation of power globally. You know, with their corporate structure, their corporate you know, octopus arms that are everywhere around the world.
Right.
So, you know, stop being, you know, duped by this shit and sucked into these distractions, and stay aware and informed of the real issues that are happening. All you have to do, literally, is just keep your eye on the elites and what they're doing, you know, and what they're trying to hide, because that's what's most important in this world, because they control everything. They print the money, you know, they have all the power, they have all the political power across the world, you know, not just here in North America, but, you know, globally.
Right.
And this is, you know, where you know, I mean, the rubber meets the road is with them. Because they cause the most effect on the planet. And nobody can deny that. That isn't a conspiracy theory. It's just fact. And all this shit that they throw at you is to distract you from what they're doing for themselves. It's simple. It's a simple equation, you know, as far as I could see.
You know, they relocated the UN headquarters to somewhere in, like, Norway or Sweden or something like that.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they built a new facility, and I want to offer Ground Zero is named Ground Zero for a reason. It wasn't because
right.
they that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe they're going to light off a nuke there.
Well, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people speculate that that's where it's going to be. And, I didn't say New York proper in my stuff yesterday. I just said East Coast, but
well, of course, New York. It's the biggest, you know, city in the United States. It would be always be the first target, you know, in so many different ways. It's the target,
right?
You know?
And
absolutely.
So, I mean, I've been arguing for people to, you know, get out, but. Telling people something when there's no seeming immediate danger, where it doesn't seem real, and, they're not inclined to do that. They're inclined to bluff off because they don't want to believe it. It's too scary. It's too unreal. But sheep just don't get it. They don't have the tools to put together. Construct, which is, you know, we're in deep shit.
Right, absolutely.
The world is gonna stop being what it is very shortly. It's gonna be a nightmare world. Mm-hmm. We already are in a George Orwellian situation. It'll
right.
be full on.
The only thing he got wrong, which wasn't wrong, but, you know, it was 1984 is the year. Everything
right.
else is, you know, exactly the way he wrote in his book.
Right.
Or well on its way to being that way, you know.
Like, it would be stupid to say something like, oh, well, there's nothing we can do, because that's not
right.
true.
And that's what I hear all the time. I hear it all the time. I do for myself. That anything else I can't change, I can't affect, you know, all this shit. And it's bullshit, man. It's such fucking brainwashing. It's not even funny, man.
It's cowardice. It's being a wimp.
Right.
It's being a pussy. It's being afraid. It's being, you know, all these things. And, you know, a leader needs to emerge from this that will stand up and take everybody and say, listen, you guys, wake the fuck up now and let's do this.
Yeah.
Whoever that is, I don't know. There's plenty of potential. I know there's a lot of brave brains, and you know, whoever it is, you know, vet him, make sure he's got his the right intentions, and stand behind that guy, because you need organization, coordination, and all that.
Right, absolutely. And I think, you know, honestly, you're right. It's going to come down to it. You know, Americans now are so dumbed down as a whole. You know, you got to hit them over the head with a sledgehammer just for them to, you know, look up at you. So in that sense, you know, as pathetic as that is, it's absolutely true. And I think it's going to have to take, a nuclear event or something, you know, at this point to snap people out of their retardedness, you know,
and
their selfishness.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're deeply embroiled in. You know, across the board. And that's by intention. That's intentionally done. And nobody wants to awake to that reality that they've been intentionally, you know, dumbed down chemically, physically, psychologically, everything. It's an onslaught on them for many decades.
Right.
And people refuse to wake to this fact that this is what's being done to you on purpose. It has a means to an end. You know, it's, it's takeover time.
Right.
And this,
you know,
is what they've led
say,
you
well,
to, like sheep, to the slaughter.
Yeah, exactly. Some might say that it's, you know, well, they would have done it already.
Right.
You know, they could just do it already. They have everything they need. Well,
they can
they
do
don't.
It whenever they want.
They can. They can
got
try
all the,
to.
They hold all the cards.
they can try to, but, you know, there's one thing
right.
in standing in the way, and that's 300 million Americans with fucking guns, man.
Right.
So, yeah, they can't just do it. They
right.
have to do it strategically, and they have
right.
been. And then, you know, manipulation,
mm-hmm.
coercion, lies, deception, television,
propaganda,
Hollywood, everything, propaganda, the fake presidents, this, that, and the other thing. It all
yeah.
amounts to subversion, sedition,
right.
The end of what you call America.
Yeah.
And, you know, people need to see the big picture, but even if they gather small pieces which are enough to say, okay, there's a problem,
mm-hmm.
People need to start talking. It's got to be a chitter-chatter going on a sort of like an ambient level where
right.
people are like perking up going, oh, there's a problem.
Yeah.
It's very big, and
right.
let's not poo-poo it. And,
right.
you know.
Exactly. It has to be taken seriously.
So,
and that's, you know, the majority of Americans are still treating their lives as an endless garden party.
Right.
You know, and they're totally distracted by all the toys and all the fun and the games. And, you know, they don't want
mm-hmm.
it to end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just being fattened up for the kilt.
Right.
With cheap
I mean,
fucking, you know, junk food.
Sure. There's those who will try to kiss ass for the other team. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Those people are traitors. They're,
right.
You know, anyone who wants to save their ass by licking the boots of the evil elite
right.
should be treated accordingly.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no good or evil in this on the part of the American people. It's about survival.
Right.
If you're good or if you're evil, they don't care. They're going to kill you anyways.
No.
It's about joining a unity force, and
mm-hmm.
So what else I wanted to talk about was in leaving the city to get away from a nuke about a nuke. If a nuke goes off, there will be an EMP blast. That will destroy
right.
all electronics.
Yeah.
Everything will be wiped. You won't
yeah.
be able to use your iPhone, your cell phone, anything anymore.
Right.
And remember, there are these fucking death towers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those have to be dismantled.
Yeah.
They have their own energy source, and they can put people into submission.
Right.
So those need to be destroyed. And they're everywhere, fuck.
Right.
So
install them here on churches, schools. It's so fucking disgusting. It's not even funny, man.
It's all for a purpose. And they haven't turned them on yet. They're not doing what they're supposed to do
right.
yet.
Because they're waiting for the right time.
Just so you get another painted picture, Fukushima was a design. Guess where all
yep.
the fucking radiation ended up? On the west coast of the U.S.
Right.
And Canada, but mostly on the west
mm-hmm.
coast of the U.S. They've killed all the fucking fish.
Right. The Pacific Ocean is fried.
Fucking right, man. It's not
yeah.
it's not swimmable. It's not, you know, it's like
no.
they destroyed it on purpose.
Right.
That's one thing. Then you got the chemtrails. They're
mm-hmm.
flying fucking crap over top of your head for the last couple of years. This is Agenda 21. It's UN Agenda 21.
Yep.
It's UN, which is evil. It's part of the fucking Trilateral Commission group. It's all
absolutely.
It all falls under the elites.
Yep.
And, you know, the only way to stop that is to, you know, there's no way to stop that. How do you stop a fucking airplane
right.
that's like 30,000 feet up dumping shit on you?
Right.
So... this is painting a picture here. They're poisoning your water, the floor. They're poisoning the food, the GMOs.
Right.
There's the vaccines, the mercury in them that they're giving the kids and the adults, everybody.
Right.
It's all, you know, pre-planning to weaken and to put people in a state where they're less powerful, less
right?
Strong.
In a zombie state, basically.
Right. And to put this in another perspective, now that you brought up zombie, when all the power goes out, when
mm-hmm.
there's no more gas to pump, and there's no food left on the shelves because they've been looted,
right.
what do you think it's going to be like living in the city?
Right.
It's going to be
a nightmare. Zombie apocalypse.
Fucking right, man. That's the way it's going to be. And so that's why I keep telling people, get out of the city.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
And the point
and
is...
I'd just like to say that's why they've also, you know, unemployed huge swaths of America, you know. And,
right.
you know, as of right now, what is it, 50 million people are on food stamps. So they're dependent on the state. They have no independence.
Right.
People don't see this for what it actually is. They got you right in the palm of their hand.
There's
you know,
no doubt that
you're unemployed. You're depending on the state
to
feed
evil.
You every month. It's all part of their agenda.
The question is how many people will survive and get it and survive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, putting out messages like this, some people listen and they pass it
yeah.
on. That's the important
yeah.
thing. Is like you if you get. Seriously important information. Don't
mm-hmm.
harbor it. Fucking
right.
pass it on.
That's what
there's
I do.
Some people
I scream
that,
it from the rooftops.
There you go. That works.
Yep.
When the time
yep.
comes, you better.
Yeah.
You know, like, wake the fuck up. Get out of town now. I don't know.
Yep.
There's people that have bought a lot of stock for themselves to dig in and stay where they are.
Right.
You know, if you try to take that guy's shit, he's going to blow you away. So don't even try. He was smart. He took care of himself and his loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves to survive. He's probably there as a person that can help defend the country. So, you know, going after a person like that to get your meal is not practical.
Right.
You know, you should be ready. You should be, people warned you. You should be ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a matter of time. It's not Kansas anymore, man.
Right.
And so we got about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, just the fact that. You know, look at Obama and Sharpton. They're all, you know, spewing the same script and, you know, about this latest false flag and, you know, to just awaken
Sharpton.
To it. And yeah, you know, he's a paid stooge.
Mm.
He owes like $4 million in taxes, but they don't go after him.
No.
You know, but if you owe like a couple thousand, forget it. You know, you're in jail if you don't pay.
Yeah, Sharpton's a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
You can just see it on his face. He's
yeah.
just an instigating piece of shit.
Right.
And,
who's a paid
you know.
Stooge of the elites. He's part of the black aristocrats. Or what is it?
Aristocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some blacks may look up to him because he's higher up, but... He's a stooge. He's a bootlicker, and
right.
he's not someone to look up to.
Not at all.
You know, black, white, we're all people, and we're all being treated like animals. And
right.
this is serious shit.
Yeah.
We need
and
to
that's
come
the bigger
together.
Picture is the you know the elites are still screwing everybody, black and white. You know, they ain't
yeah,
racial
we're all
about
in the same
that.
Fucking boat.
They're not racial about that, you know what I mean, James?
No, exactly.
They don't care what color you are as long as they're taking your money from you.
Yeah. I think that's actually one of the quotes from one of the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
I don't care what color your skin is as long as you give me your money.
Right, your money's still green.
Well, let's talk about money for a moment.
Sure.
The dollar bill in your pocket is a claim on wealth. It's not real
mm-hmm.
money. It is representative of debt that's owed. It's an IOU, and
mm-hmm.
The only value that's that money has is whatever the consciousness of the collective places on it, and
right.
things like, you know, inflation and whatever, those are designs to power, to steal money from people.
Right.
And, you know, they pull the plug on the system every now and then just to
mm-hmm.
soak the entire system so they get even more money, put more people
yep.
on the streets. And, you know, the idea is that they don't want you to have anything in the end. They want you
of
to
course.
Have zero. And
right.
I would argue we need to change our currency on our own
mm-hmm.
to something that we can eat or grow.
Right.
And
seeds.
You know,
yep.
seeds is a great idea.
Yep.
And honestly, I would say keep your pennies as a type of currency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pennies are the least of the denomination, but we can change their value and
right.
turn them into something. You know, pennies are useful.
It could be used as a token for something else.
Right. And
mm-hmm.
Then there's barter and trade. Everybody needs
right.
to know that. You got to stop being private. You got to be more public
mm-hmm.
in that if you need something done for your family, that you'll trade your services or even something of value, whatever's ascribed value it is,
right.
to get that service.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the shit goes downhill and, you know, hits the ground and whatever, there's going to be a war, but when the war is over, you're going to have to pick up the pieces. And this
mm-hmm.
is one way to look at it. We need to talk about it now because you don't want people scrambling for food or, you know, starving in the streets.
Right.
Everybody needs a hand. So, you know, we got to talk about this stuff beforehand.
We have to undivide each other.
Fucking right.
And help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the greatest weapon against them, you know, could ever have.
That's what they've been trying to do, is divide everybody.
Right. They have. They've
you
been
know,
successful.
Divide
at
and conquer.
It too.
And this is the greatest test of humanity that we'll ever face in all of humanity. And
absolutely.
I'm telling you, it's coming, man. It's fucking coming. You got to
mm-hmm.
watch out and be ready. Stay on DEFCON 5, eyes open, ears open, you know, when the shit hits, you'll be ready. You'll know what to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know what I'm going to do. People should have a plan in place,
yeah.
talk to people about what is their plan, what have they got going for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the discourse of knowledge and understanding needs to be spread around like butter. You got to talk about this and keep it as mainstream consciousness.
Right. Absolutely. And help each other, because that's the only way
yeah.
people get through it.
You know, if you live in a neighborhood, meet all your neighbors and say, listen, what are your plans?
Right.
Some might be like, you're crazy. And,
yeah.
you know, they're going to get it.
Right.
Well, you and other people band together and have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those plans is getting out of the city, because that's where the military guys are going to go.
Yep.
So, and that's where the zombie apocalypse will be.
Yep.
And, you know, I would say, you know, go north, northern Canada, just away from Canadian cities and just north, and
mm-hmm.
camp out and build log cabins and, you know.
Right.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but at least it's a place out of the way. There's maple force or maple something or other, stupid like that.
Yeah.
The Canadian military is involved in this
mm-hmm.
drill. And their purpose is to, I think, stop people from crossing the border. I'm not sure, though, but that's a potential. But if there's tons of you trying to cross, I think it'll be
right.
easier. But cross over in say on the other side of the Great Lakes, where
yeah.
there's no river separating or lake separating.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to cross the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor or whatever, it could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Sarnia, or in Buffalo. Or if you went up north to New England, you cross
mm-hmm.
there.